at the time. I love you so, baby.
I love you,
Richie.
I love you so, baby.
I love you. All right, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and in a moment, Andrea Metcalf, who is our exercise guru, going to have some fun with her, talking about exercising. What is the right time of day for you to be exercising? Later in the hour, we're going to meet Lee Peterson, who's the president of the Environmental Control of Carbon Dioxide Group. It sounds heavy.
That's fancy.
Well, but this guy, I found this fellow, and it's this company was founded in 2007, and they're building not only clean technology here in our country, but around the world, and working with the with various governments and stuff, and he's trying to hire people. That's one of the reasons he wanted to come on, because he wants to find people to go to work for him. Right, Heather? Isn't that that's the deal with him, I think.
That's pretty awesome right now. I mean,
it is. Very cool. All right, so there's that story. And then there's Neil Bortz. How many people know who Neil Bortz is?
Me.
Richie knows. Jennifer knows. Roberta doesn't know. And Heather
knows. I know.
You know. Okay, yes. So Heather's the only one. And interesting, because Heather lived in Atlanta for 8 years, so she must not have been listening to the radio.
How do you not know who Neil Bortz is?
Because Neil Bortz is the number one radio host in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He also has cords, that Bortz.
Well, he's... Neil and I have been friends for a long time. He's kind of a curmudgeon, and he don't tell him anything that you don't want everybody to know. Other than that, he's a pretty interesting guy.
So the two of you in a conversation must just be like megaphones attached to
Would you like to just listen to all the gossip they're dishing?
No, but he and I rode to the airport in a cab. Did I tell you this story a couple of years ago? We were at some...
He's a funny guy.
Very
funny. Cracks me up.
Yeah, he's got a very interesting mind and thought process. So anyway, we're in a cab on our way to the airport. And we'd been to some event in Chicago. And I'm telling him about Charlotte. And how I get her into the plane to ride with me. Damn if he doesn't do a blog on it on his the next
oh, no.
day. And one of Brendan's friends saw it and gave it to Brendan. And Brendan said, "Who is this guy? Who else would have a story about a bulldog doing what I did with Charlotte?" I mean, it was really, it's how it cycles around. Mm. And more interesting and fascinating is how you use this tool, this Facebook or blogging or whatever. And information just kind of hits SuperServe and whom, everybody sees it. So the reason I brought up Neil Bortz's name is because he's been nominated to be on the Supreme Court in Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a trained lawyer. He's been nominated for a spot on the Georgia Supreme Court, and he's trying to figure out whether he can do it and be on the radio at the same time. He posts, "The pay sucks." But I'm looking at my options. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. I should give him a toot, but he's an interesting guy. 10 past the hour. Speaking of interesting, nobody around is more interesting than Andrea Metcalf, and she's going to do some little of the old heave-ho, heave. You know what we should do? Exercise. Richie, get that Arab Spring hip-hop music.
I got it right.
And let's see if we can exercise to that with Andrea Metcalf.
We should do aerobics to that. Good idea.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm on top of it. It's 10 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only, select times only, valid May 24th through May 28th.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
We even beat Jonathan Brandmeier on this one, Andrea. This is the Arab rap in celebration of Arab Spring. These are Arab rappers from Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt. I mean, can't you tell? What's the problem here?
What is your problem?
I think
yeah, what are you thinking? So, I guess we'll focus on...
Actually, you know what? You bring up a good little workout tip here.
Yes, Rich.
That I'm sure Andrea would know a lot about. For our Taekwondo class, when we try and add music to the thing, because when we're sparring or something like that, we might play music, we have to find music that matches the beats per minute that we want.
You are correct.
And a lot of exercises will have, I mean, you can find charts online. Okay, if you're going to do, a treadmill and you're going to run at this pace for this long, you should be looking for music with this amount of beats per minute type thing. So, Andrea, I mean, if you're just starting out and if you're advanced, I mean, is there kind of a rule book on this? I just kind of figured it out.
Yes, there is. Traditionally, 122 to 128 beats per minute is a walking or a beginner pace for exercise.
Uh-huh.
And that would also include 128 to 132 for strength training. 132 to 144 are cardio workouts. Really high intensity movements beyond 148 beats per minute, unless you're very trained at the skill and it's a repetitive motion that you can do safely. Like in Taekwondo, you could probably do punches up to 148 beats per minute. But after that point, there's so much speed involved that you risk getting an injury.
Yeah. Most of the stuff we look for, because it's, when you're sparring, it's kind of like almost like a dance where you're waiting, bam. And mm-hmm. So we do like 135.
Yeah.
So, but it's, it really helps the workout if you get the right music. So, and then now you're asking, well, how in the world do I know how many beats per minute a song is? It's right there in iTunes.
Is it?
Well,
yeah.
It's not just in iTunes, but if you needed to figure it out, all you have to do is count the beat for 10 seconds and add a zero.
Yep, there you go. That would do it.
Yeah. Sound like taking your pulse.
Correct.
Andrea Metcalf is here, who is the exercise guru. The time of day one exercises. The poll today at DougStephan.com, in fact, Andrea, in your honor, what time of day do you exercise is the question. A, first thing in the morning, let's go to Facebook. Let's find out what time, let's do Facebook and find out what time people are exercising. First thing in the morning, on your lunch hour, right after work, after dinner, before you go to bed, try to cram it in whatever I can. Gee, I don't exercise. So what are the pros and cons of any of these? Let's take them one at a time. Exercising first thing in the morning when you get up. Is this before breakfast? That can't be good.
Well, yeah, I mean, before breakfast is fine. They say that you need to eat breakfast within 30 to 45 minutes of waking up. So if it's within the hour and you do an hour workout, that's fine. And people who exercise in the morning are more likely to stick to it. Some other pros about exercising in the morning is when you start to move, you get a feeling of energy. So you feel mentally alert. Also in the summer, it's better to exercise in the morning because it's typically cooler in the summer and air pollution is lower in the summer. The bad things probably about working out in the morning is that your body temperature is at its lowest 1 to 3 hours before waking up. And so you might be stiff. You might have achy joints. You have a lot of fluid pooling in your joints from being horizontal as opposed to being vertical. So it may feel like you're more sluggish getting out of bed.
There are a lot of these boot camps that happen now. Some of them are in the morning. There's one around here at 5:30 in the morning, and then there's another one in the afternoon, I think at 6:30, run by the same women. I think that's pretty interesting because you've got to be a lot slower in the afternoon than you are in the morning, right?
Slower in the afternoon when you're in the morning?
Yeah, after they've been on the job all day.
I go
on
my
Taekwondo. Because you're tired?
Yeah.
I suppose if you fuel correctly, you shouldn't have that issue.
Really?
But once you, I will say this, I have to drag myself to class 3 nights a week. Mm-hmm. But once you get there, and after 5 minutes of just exerting some energy.
Done,
no, you're amped. You're ready to go. Okay, let's go. And then when you're done, that's the problem with the nighttime workout, is you're amped at 9 o'clock at night.
Right,
you're
ready
for many people, that's completely true, that turning on those hormones and the adrenaline and then trying to get you to sleep is sometimes a pain in the butt. It just doesn't happen. But I think for some people who come home and work, that they and then they have dinner, that they feel less stressed. You know, their muscles are already warm. But, you know, based on your hormones, the best time of day to work out is between 2 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when our cortisol levels finally need
to
start.
So then what do you say to people who take their lunch hour, one of the choices on the poll at DougStephan.com? You see a lot of times in the office parks, people out running around. I mean, they have showers after they've gone and done a jog for a half an hour. You'd think that you'd want to come back and make sure that there were showers. Do most workplaces now have showers in them?
I think so. I think if you're seeing people who are going out there and sweating, but if you just see people going out there for a 30 to 60 minute walk, I don't think that there's an issue there. You know, I think it helps you also when you exercise at lunchtime, think about what you're eating. Mm-hmm. It gives you more energy for the afternoon.
Why wouldn't that be better than one of the options is after dinner? We've had a lot. I would think that if you had a lot of food and you juggling up and, well, depending on what the exercise is.
Correct.
That can be good for you.
And evening yoga. Well, exercise is always good for you, so don't say it can't be good for you. It's all good for you. It really works on your schedule, and it's just important that you do it.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it for the prime athletic performance,
mm-hmm.
around 5 to 7 o'clock at night is prime performance, which is interesting that we have a lot of those games at night for our pro athletes.
Right. All right, my wrist has been slapped. Andrew said, don't say that, so exercise is good no matter when.
Anytime.
Anytime is good. All right, so the poll, fill it out if you're interested. What type of, and this is a good way for us to get our sort of fingers on the pulse with what people are doing who are listening to the program. Thank you, Andrea. Andrea Metcalf, check out AndreaMetcalf.com. Her picture is prominently focused in the contributors box at DougStephan.com.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Tonight, Johnny's guests are Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. And then there's Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, the Tonight Show Orchestra. The last time this song was played on television was this date, 1992. The last Tonight Show. And I told you earlier this week, I had seen the public broadcasting special on American Masters. They've done a two-hour show on Johnny Carson, which is superb. Anybody who was a fan of Carson and never felt that you got enough about him from him, because you never really did. He was very private, played it close to the vest. Ed said that he just didn't want, and for those who may be new to the program, Ed McMahon and I became great friends the last 8 or 10 years of his life after he was off the Tonight Show, as a matter of fact. I think we first met, I was trying to remember this, his daughter Claudia and I have become friends. She produced a show on CNBC, I believe it was 1994 or 1993. I was doing, when they started CNBC, somebody can look that up, when CNBC got started, and that'll tell you when the date was. Rich, you've seen that video of me looking not much like I do.
Very dark hair.
I had very dark hair, and I had on a Nicole Richie tie. And Ed, I had never met Ed before. I think I'd had him on my radio program once or twice, but I'd never met him. And Claudia was the producer of this show. We did. It was called Weekend Talk at CNBC. They were starting, and they were doing a bunch of different stuff. And on Friday and Saturday nights, they would put radio talk show hosts on for 2 hours each night. So there was a four-hour, that was how they did their evening lineup. And I did 2 hours, and Tom Likas did 2 hours. And they wanted contrasting styles, and there was probably no more contrasting style than Likas and me. So I go down to Fort Lee, New Jersey, where they had their studios. And Claudia said to me, "I hope you won't mind," because we had scheduled somebody else to be the first guest. And she said, but the guest kind of flipped out, and her father was in town. And she said, "I hope you won't mind talking to my father." And I didn't get it at the time because I didn't know. I mean, I knew her name was Claudia McMahon, but I didn't know.
Like, what do I want to talk to your dad?
Yeah, who's your dad? I said to her, who's your dad? And she said, Ed.
Who's your daddy?
Ed McMahon. Oh, huh? And I swallowed hard because Ed's always been a hero of mine. And so from that point, we developed a a great friendship. And anyway, he made me feel very, he could tell that I was, this was the first night I'd ever done this. And I was very nervous, and he could tell I was very nervous. So he basically did, he turned it around, and of course, with all those years of comfort, it's actually a pretty interesting piece of video. I had on a tie that I had gotten from Nicole Miller, and the first thing he did to relax me was
the store.
I got I have a pair of pajamas that looks just like that. What did you say about the store, Richie?
The store, not a friend, Nicole Miller. The store, Nicole Miller.
Yeah, Nicole Miller designs clothing and that sort of thing. So anyway, the point is that the Carson Tonight Show aired for the last time on this date in 1992. What a sad...
By the way, it was probably 1991 when they re-identified CNBC as CNBC. It started in 80.
Really? It was 91?
It was... The network started in 1980, and they changed the name to CNBC in 1991.
But the Tonight Show was over. It may have been 93 when I did that, but I know the Tonight Show was over when I had Ed on that program. Anyway, the point is that Carson went away, and the only other thing he ever did, the only other time he ever appeared on a television show was when he got an award at the Kennedy Center in 93, and he was on with David Letterman doing a top 10 list in 94. He never went on television again after that and died of emphysema in 2005. But it really is kind of an interesting reality, what he did and how he affected America. 28 past the hour.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think Baby Talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and a gentleman named Carrie Lee Peterson is here with us. This is pretty interesting time in our country and in our world. We have lots of people talking about the environment and how to protect our environment and how to protect people, and yet we still find ourselves kind of wondering or questioning what the right thing to do is. Carrie Lee Peterson's company is called Echo 2 Tech. Echo, E-C-C-O, the number 2 after it. Actually, it's pretty interesting. Richie, if you check out this Rich, well, the reason I bring it to Rich is because Rich always likes to check out who's here. He'll go to the company and look, there's a very interesting logo attached to this. It's an acronym for Environmental Control of Carbon Dioxide. And now has not only a company brewing here in America, but all around the world. Carrie Lee Peterson, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So this technology that you're working on, how is it different than many of the other things? Environmental control of carbon dioxide, a lot of words. What does it mean?
Well, overall, you've got a lot of different elements that go into the generation of carbon emissions, and that's really what you're focused on. And when we talk about our GHGs or greenhouse gases, overall carbon emissions can be created by just me and you talking.
Are you suggesting that we have a lot of gas? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, there are some people that do talk a lot of helium, but Right. In reference to our actual carbon emissions, on a more serious side, our energy that we use, whether it being natural gas, regular petroleum that we use in our cars, the electric that we, we take for granted, we use in our homes and our buildings, all of that generates carbon emissions. And a lot of people, they're not aware of that. That we can put everything hand in hand in one box and label it something, but overall, anything that is man-made energy the majority of it, you know, will create some type of carbon emissions. And this is overall what the primary focus is. But, you know, you've also got your focus on energy efficiency, because if you're you know, still one of those people who believe that, you know, the greenhouse gases and the whole climate change is a real factor in our everyday lives, which, you know, we don't need to get on the politics of that.
No, I mean, but it becomes a very negative and a polarizing conversation. What fascinates me about what you do or what this company is about is the way that you have grown it very quickly, and what it sort of acknowledges that there's a problem. I mean, I think you start with, yep, there's a problem. Never mind the political thing. There is a problem.
Let's say whether you're to the far left or right in the middle, okay? Can we agree on one thing, that we do use a lot of energy, that we're somewhat of, you know, taking for granted the ability to flick a light switch or go turn on an amenity or an appliance in our homes? We turn things on. When you go places and the different regions of the world, they've got a different rate schedule for what they charge their civilians and their businesses in the community for energy. We really take that for granted as individuals to walk around in this world. And you know, whether you believe about you know, the climate change, or you're in the middle and you somewhat are a believer, do you believe that, yes, we need to, you know, probably be more aware and conscious of the energy we use? Well, you're probably going to agree on one or all of those particular topics, and that's what Eco2 is all about.
Here's sort of what I am, one of the things that's intriguing about this company. It is an American company headquartered down in Austin, Texas, and your biggest clients, if you will, are customers. We think in America we're on sort of the cutting edge. We hear a lot, again, politics. Okay, this politician wants us to do it this way, and another politician says, no, the old way is fine. You're finding your biggest success as an American company working outside of America, right?
Well, think about it. There's a lot of business to be done right on our American soil, and our products are produced and manufactured. They're made in America. But let's go even further than that, okay? Everybody probably they did a lot of transitioning, and the awareness grew when the credit and our supposed recession, you know, whether you believe it's still active or it's actually recovered, and you know, we've actually made some progress since 2008. Well, okay, we still need to create something to go down our supply chains, and we need our end users to be other end users outside of the United States, that we're creating new streamlines of revenue from international trading and export.
All right, so is this a two-pronged approach? The reason that I brought it up, my assumption, and that's really always dangerous, you know what the word assumption means, is that the opportunity was greater outside America, because even though we are abusive to a point here in this country, it's far more a problem what is spewing into the atmosphere from Africa, from Asia, from most every other part. I don't know, South America, I think they got a better handle on it. But you know, you look around some of these developing countries, even if you consider China and India to be developing countries, the stuff that's in the air over those countries is far worse than what we have here in our country.
Well, you got a few elements then that also go into these statistics. You can actually go into Wikipedia, believe it or not, and you know, it's not totally up to date, but it's pretty accurate as far as our carbon footprint. You go into Wikipedia and you search the keyword carbon emissions and greenhouse gases, and what they'll do is they'll give you pretty much the breakdown of the statistics of the carbon footprint generated by, you know, transport or facilities or, you know, man-made purposes. And overall, you've got, you know, 7 billion, you know, I'm off probably by about 100 years with that particular stat, but 7 billion people that in this world that we all use, you know, electronics. We move around. We, you know, create carbon emissions just with our everyday movement, breathing, our living habits. So when you look at all those elements of our lifestyles, it doesn't matter whether you're in, you know, South Africa or you're in Ireland, you're still going to be utilizing these. You know, you say, for example, you've got a lot of developing countries that, you know, me and you might have an electric stove in our homes. You know, we use maybe a you know, gas grill or propane, you know, just for leisure. You know, and you go to these different countries, like if you go down to Haiti, and they're still using, you know, charcoal, a grill, but a charcoal oven that they'll make a baked chicken in their home, like me and you do in our electric GE stoves.
All right, so that's the point. There is so much difference. So now let's talk about what Echo 2 does to help these countries, an American company, to help people in these countries and organizations and companies themselves in other countries to clean up their air, clean up their act.
Well, overall, we've got very conventional patent technologies. These are probably a little bit more established. They're not a lot of the, you know, startup and the newbies or the products that are out there that, you know, a lot of the companies try to go green, and I've got nothing negative against them. We like to, you know, do our research and our study on a lot of these new technologies that are up and coming, or they've actually been out there, but they haven't emerged into the mainstream market. We definitely like to, you know, trial and error to see if it's a, you know, a viable solution. But overall, some of the key words are sustainability and, you know, the sustainability and, you know, is it something that's economically viable? Can I use it and is it universal? If it's a product, say, for example, a product we use, which is a metal conditioner, it's a patent that it's injected in the refrigeration and air conditioning units. This is something that, you know, they utilize all over the world. Obviously, you know, more higher-end users in developing countries. Say, for example, if you were to go to, Zimbabwe, for example, you'd probably not find in your regular households a AC unit like you would going into your home in, you know, United States and find central air or some type of, you know, conventional air conditioning unit. Whereas the technology itself is very simple. The product is injected in an oil form into your refrigeration or AC unit, whether it being a facility building, transport, and it reduces the energy consumption overall by that particular component. So when you're reducing the consumption of energy overall, you're going to be reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, the carbon emissions that particular machine or component or vehicle generates. So you don't have to go and create these products that, you know, much like forestation, for example, that reduces carbon emissions in the very conventional way, but we can probably industrialize that with these particular products that they're just very simple. It's nothing really sophisticated.
It's a practical, simple way of dealing with these problems. And one of the reasons that Kerry Lee caught my attention is because of what he's doing, what he's looking for in order to make the company grow. So this is the story, is an American company that's growing, and I think that he's a pretty good example of the kinds of things that are going on in the country that aren't much being talked about. People who have come up with ideas, they're growing the company, and so this is an example of that. So we're going to tell you what is the bottom line here in just a matter of moments. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I cross many rivers and highways, over mountains, shore to shore. Yeah, I carry the nation on my back, and if they ask me, I'll carry more. The future rides on American freight rail. Every hour of every day, working to build a dream. Behind the scenes and scenery, I know how much it means. The future rides on American freight rail.
Freight rail honors our veterans this Memorial Day and every day. Nearly one of every four freight rail jobs is held by a veteran, and we'll hire thousands more vets this year. Find your railroad career at aar.org/jobs.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. Beats the burn and the bite. Water-resistant 80 minutes, uses directed.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
12 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Carrie Lee Peterson, the president of Echo 2, a technology company that is a project developer organization that is trying to help people in countries all around the world. Carrie Lee explained what was going on with the sort of simple ways of dealing with the environment and things that we are spewing out that are pollutants. So you're trying to hire people, and this is the message that I was interested in beside your company. We got about a minute here to explain who you're hiring and why, Kerry.
Well, we're currently hiring, veterans for U.S. military that are transitioning out of their current duty that they're serving. Our primary focus, obviously, we're employing Americans, but foremost, if you're a military veteran, we definitely those guys have served our country, and I think that with a lot of the job opportunities that are out there, those guys definitely should be taken care of upon their return from overseas and being on tour and on assignment.
So let's say you are in the service or you're a member of a family serviceman is getting out. How do they find you to apply for available jobs?
Well, for starters, they can obviously go to our corporate website, eco2tech.com, and right on the front homepage, there's a big sign that says, jobs. Go click here. They'll take them to the careers page. And then obviously they can, contact our office and then for career opportunities. But all that information you can actually find online, and there's a contact form and a jobs menu.
Echo2tech.com. So you have hundreds of jobs. You're looking for hundreds of people, right?
Well, thousands, actually.
Thousands of people, all right? Thousands of jobs for those in the military who are transitioning out. Echo2tech.com. We ought to post that on Facebook, Heather, okay? Echo2tech.com. Carrie Lee Peterson, the president of Echo 2 Tech, here on Good Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite.
I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
One movie 4 years ago. Chuck Curry didn't like this movie. I did. It's the March from Indiana Jones, and the movie was Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which was number one. Now, Chucker, aren't they doing another Indiana Jones movie? It seems to me there was another one in the works.
They've been talking about it, and I would propose that they want to do it. Whether it's going to materialize is your guess. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about another one. I you don't like when I say that a certain star might be too old for the role.
Yeah.
But I just feel he's too old for the role in this case.
I don't think that's true at all. I think he can pull that stuff off.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could take over the Sean Connery, side of it, where he's not the action, run him down, swinging off of the tree vines kind of thing.
He is Indiana Jones. You're not going to bring some Indiana Jones' son in on this.
He is almost 70 years old.
That was one of the problems with the last one with the Charlotte Beau character.
It was terrible. That part of it was awful. He didn't need to be there.
I will tell you, the idea of the movie, the premise of the movie still works. When we were down in Disney a few months ago, and we went to the Hollywood Studios, their park, and they did the Indiana Jones stunt show.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And my kids loved it. Oh, they were all over it.
Yeah. No, it works if he will do it, but there's nobody else. He's Indiana Jones, period, end of story. Just the same as he is Han Solo or any of the other, you get somebody into, you're going to have Robert Downey Jr. not play Iron Man?
You've had now four big screen Batmans, right? Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and Christian Bale. You've had
different franchises.
Five or six James Bond.
I don't think there's a person. I don't think you feel like there's a personal relationship between you and Batman, like you have.
How about James Bond? There certainly was there.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think that there was a...
I understand what you're saying.
Indiana Jones is too much of a character.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would almost be like trying to reboot Dirty Harry without the Clint Eastwood.
Exactly.
It'd be tough to do. Doesn't work.
All right.
I just want to bring up the story. You give me your opinion. Yesterday, this broke on the wire. The private Chinese corporation, Dalian Wanda Group, bought AMC Entertainment, which controls all AMC theaters, for $2.6 billion, making the Chinese corporation the largest theater owner now in the United States, controlling 5,034.
I'm guessing that Chuck doesn't think this is a good move. Okay, keep going, Chucker.
Yeah, they control 730 in China. And one bit of a news just to back end that, the new James Bond movie Skyfall had its trailer premiere yesterday,
yeah.
And that the MGM announced that it will open in November, mid-November here in the United States, but 3 weeks earlier overseas. This
China.
Is another new trend that happened with the Avengers and Battleship. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't like
it's the internationalization of the world, and America is not number one anymore ways.
It appears not.
Is it?
Absolutely. It appears. The fact that they're opening big films now overseas 3 weeks before they hit the United States, it clearly shows that your statement is correct.
Been some changes made. All right, in a minute, Chucker has some more movie news for us here on Good Day. Maybe not.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hi, what else you got for us, Chucker?
A bit of casting news. Tom Cruise will be seen co-starring in the new movie musical Rock of Ages this summer. I got to say the trailer looks very good to that. Reportedly attached to star in the remake of the Magnificent Seven for MGM. Cruise's career is hotter than ever. He'll do a Mission Impossible 5, a Van Helsing reboot, and a new comedy with Robert Downey Jr. titled Presidente. So Cruise is on the top of the game once again.
Demi Moore is ready to work again, apparently. She's in a movie with Elizabeth Olsen and Dakota Fanning. Did you see that?
I did not.
Called Good Very Girl. Good Girls. That these two younger girls losing their virginity wind up falling for the same guy. Does that sound exciting? For a long